From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Security problems left a cloud over Beijing's Olympic kickoff this weekend. First came the murder of an American tourist, then coordinated bombings in the northwest province of Xinjiang. Beijing has 110,000 police on the streets and 1.7 million volunteers, but as NPR's Louisa Lim reports, some Olympic tourists are reassessing their own safety.
I'm standing in front of Beijing's Drum Tower. It's an imposing ancient pagoda, the color of oxblood, with green roofs and balconies decorated in gold. But it was here that 2 days ago a Chinese man attacked two American tourists, both of them relatives of the U.S. volleyball coach. One was killed, the other remains in hospital in serious condition. Today, the Drum Tower is closed, but still the tourists are flocking here. Bicycle rickshaws take visitors on tours of the nearby alleyways. Like Chris Glancy from New Jersey, many have a philosophical attitude towards the stabbing attack.
You know, we have that in the United States all the time, so apparently it's a rarity here. So, I don't feel any less safe here than I do in New York City.
There's been little coverage in the local news, and some hadn't heard anything, like Karen Wiederholt from San Francisco, who's here with her two children.
No, we feel totally safe.
But did you know that an American tourist was attacked and murdered here 2 days ago?
No. No, we didn't know that. I guess hearing that news doesn't make me feel that good.
That information had apparently been kept from her by husband Nick Driver, who admitted knowing both about the attack and about the bombings 1,700 miles away in Xinjiang. He wasn't worried, however, about his family's safety. Instead, he feared stepped-up security could take the fun out of the Olympics.
It's very difficult for a lot of people to get visas. It's difficult to get access to the beautiful Olympic Center. That has the downside of spoiling some of the beauty of the Olympics for people.
Speaking on Sunday, Beijing Olympic official Wang Wei insisted security at the Olympic venues was adequate.
Beijing is a safe city, but unfortunately, we're not immune to violent acts.
Well, there's certainly no lack of security here in Tiananmen Square, at the political and symbolic heart of Beijing. There are policemen every 30 paces. There are surveillance cameras on all the lampposts. And there are also policemen patrolling the square. But it seems their focus is on stopping protests.
I think they're scared, so I think they tried to use other resources that they got to make people safe.
Ali Dupre from Montreal believes the show of force is a sign of insecurity rather than strength. The motive for the attack on the tourists is still unknown, but some still believe Americans might be targeted. The Australian Olympic team has been ordered to wear their uniforms whenever they leave the Olympic Park to distinguish them from Americans. Those thoughts also occurred to Dutch tourist Micah Tuuk.
So we said we go dressed in orange, so we know we are not Americans.
I'm now sitting beneath an enormous outdoor television screen near to the Olympic venues. Now, you won't actually hear any noise from it, and that's because it's not actually broadcasting. It seems the authorities are intent on avoiding large public gatherings for security purposes. And so all around Beijing, these enormous public television screens have been turned off, even though it means not bringing the games to the people. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Beijing.